a radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Today,
Correa drives one to left field, and he caught this one all the way back and gone. Carlos Correa hits his second home run in an Astros uniform in 25, and the Astros lead this one 5-1.
It's been a while, but that man is incorreatable.
Oh, Jeff Blum, you rascal. It is the Paul Gallant Show on this Monday, August 11th of 2025. I'm Paul Gallant, 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. We are the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. And if you want to read a love poem on the air to Carlos Correa, welcoming him back to town, you can. He's red hot, 405. That's what he's hitting with the Astros. Isn't that nuts? Looked haggard and dead in Minnesota. Physically, the images of him talking about the trade deadline.
Yeah, he had whatever. It was the energy vampire of
yes
Minnesota Twins baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of Kirby Puckett.
And just Minnesota as a state and Minneapolis perhaps as a city. The joy gone. If that's how he's looking, can't even imagine how poor Danielle is looking, you know? Can only go to the Mall of America so many times.
Yeah.
Because that's all they got. It's like Minneapolis has a mall and Tim Walz. That's what Minneapolis has to offer, you know? And Correa looks haggard, you know? His hair is like all buzzed. And he looks like he just came straight from the front lines of Ukraine. And now he is back with the Astros mashing once again. So if you want to, I don't know, like show Carlos how much you care. Maybe you go to the Montrose Bridges and you stand up on it, like welcome home, you know, like they do with the soldiers when they come back. 3 years, 9 months, 9 days in prison. 1,377 days in a prison called Minnesota. 33,069 hours in this godforsaken state, probably still under snow, called Minnesota. 1,984,140 minutes. That's how long it took for Carlos Correa to come on home. And now he's home. And again, if you want to sing him a song or perhaps wax poetically about him with poem, iambic pentameter preferred, you can do that. That's why we're the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. We allow you to be artistically free. People are stressing about the Mariners, how close the Mariners are in the American League West right now. And I understand why. I get it. I really do get it. They're half a game back. It's pretty damn close. But I want you guys to go back in time. Because it wasn't that long ago on this show where I brought up, hey man, going forward for both the Astros and the Mariners actually do have a favorable schedule compared to the Astros. They're going to have to hang on. Seattle's going to make up some ground. I did not think they would make up this much ground. But while some are panicking, me, the voice of calm, the calming presence amongst Astros fans, I want you to hear this clip from Star Wars Episode 6, The Return of the Jedi, okay?
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen.
That's how I feel right now. That maniacal cackle. A couple people from Seattle are saying, oh, see the American League West standings. So I was like, no, it's August. I don't look at that now because there's a quarter of the season left, maybe still closer to a third. The Mariners have had a very favorable schedule compared to the Astros over the last 4 or 5 weeks or so. The Astros just need to make it through a couple more series. And theoretically, because they are going to get healthier, that is going to happen sooner rather than later. Yordan Alvarez, I don't know. But it does seem like Luis Garcia is a lot closer to a return than any of us would have thought, given the last time that we saw him in Sugarland. He looked really, really good. There are really two difficult series, I would say, for about a month for the Astros going forward. After the series against Boston, they're in Detroit for three. But they get 7 games against the Orioles coming up. And they have 3 against the Rockies, 4 against the Angels. And then after that, to open up September, 3 more against the Yankees, and who knows where they will be in a couple of weeks. Meanwhile, as far as the Mariners are concerned, I know that they're just half a game back, but the Mariners are about to play the Phillies, the Padres, the Royals, who are scrapping for their playoff lives, the Astros, and the Dodgers before the end of the year. So they've made up some ground, but this is about where I thought things would be, like 2-3 games up on the Mariners. They're half a game up on the Mariners. So just remember what old Emperor Palpatine said.
If everything is proceeding exactly as I have foreseen.
I can't do the evil laugh.
A lot of cackling from
you know? Anyway, it's the Paul Gallant Show. From the 832, turned on the YouTube stream for the first time. Your hair looks funny. If you want to flow, you have to let it flow. Well, I didn't shower today, so it stood up. It doesn't look as good as it normally looks. But no, it's like a poofy up top. Pull yourself quite a poof, right? Hey, watch it. Watch it. You can't say that in England. You can say that here, I guess, because no one knows what
it
means.
Yeah, it is funny, the rules.
You poof. It's slang. Can't say that. But yeah, it's flowing a little bit in the back, but definitely not looking my best today. As far as the watch, it is Bowman Messier. Oh, because I want a company mystery party, and I'm pretty sure I won it because I got hints from like a person that was flirting with me, that was in this mystery group, but was flirting with me in front of her boyfriend, who was also in the group. Like, gave me hints for a prize that I thought was going to be like, oh, you get a gift certificate to Lupe Tortilla. Not there's anything wrong with that. But instead, it ended up being like a gift certificate to a jewelry store. So I spent half of it on my mom, got her something nice for Christmas, and half of it on me. How about that? How about that indeed? It's the Paul Gallant Show. Now all of a sudden I'm speaking with a little bit of an accent. I don't really know why. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Stay tuned, because in the next segment, we're going to give away another pair of tickets to our ESPN Houston listener party, which is September 4th at St. Arnold's. Also, Alex Bregman is back with the Boston Red Sox against the Astros tonight. Do you have any regrets about letting Bregman go? And is Bregman perhaps involved in another nefarious incident for Boston? We've seen a bunch of these this year. Had another one happen on Saturday. Paul Gallant Show, you'll find out what we're talking about next. Stay put.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Carlos Correa is back for your Houston Astros tonight. 713-780-3776 to call to text. Peña wants to sing a song for Carlos Correa. Well, we very much appreciate that, Peña. Show us what you've got.
All right, guys. So before I sing, it's a picture of Altuve, Bregman, and Correa.
Okay.
All right, ready? Look at this photograph. Every time it makes me laugh. And how did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Bregman's head? I think Dana Brown fixed it up. That's it. Thank you. Have a great day.
Appreciate the phone call. Penny, you might need to call back. We might just give you the tickets for the listener party based off of that. Because that was impromptu. We didn't even call for anything here.
No, that's the, yeah, we can, I mean, Pena, if you call back, we will.
Pena, if you call back, we'll give it to you.
Yes. We also will have a giveaway later in the week.
Yes, we will. We will.
But yeah, Pena, you might just before the competition started.
Exactly. We were going to do God Wills It this week. We might do that next week or later on in the week. I don't 100% know the rules. No one does. We just kind of riff. Yeah.
So, Chase, if Pena calls back, take his info.
Okay. We appreciate that, Pena. That was great. Especially because he used Nickelback. Look at this photograph.
Yeah, he definitely got extra points there.
Yeah, because that's Creed adjacent.
But, yeah.
Jeremy Pena adjacent.
He made it his own, you know.
Exactly.
A new frontier of white guys singing like this.
Right.
That's basically all it is.
That's literally it. Somehow Nickelback is like the number one Canadian band of all time. Truly, like by the numbers, they are. Speaking of Canada, from the 337, Minnesota is also home to a football team that beat the hell out of the Texans last season. Okay. Are you talking trash to me? I just talk trash about everything, and I still get to say, yeah, I'm a Patriots fan. You guys don't matter. So, you know, that's what I do. That's what I do. Whenever you try to talk trash about the Houston Texans, just remember I'm going to deflect and bring up the New England Patriots in the 6 Super Bowls and Tom Brady's amazing statue, which wasn't big enough. That was really the big issue with the statue.
They should have made it like a Colossus.
Yes,
like,
that's what I wanted.
I had to walk under his legs to walk into the stadium.
Yeah, it should have been that. From the 832, Texter asks, is it common for Caucasian men to not shower before going to work? What's Caucasian? What does that mean? What? I'm asking a question, Sean. You're laughing. This is not me setting up a bit. What's Caucasian? Oh, okay. What is that?
From the Caucasus Mountains.
Whoa. Am I from the Caucasus Mountains? Am I Asian? I don't know. Caucasian? What does that mean? I don't know. For those who don't know, I don't see color. And just bringing that up, Flex. Good question. I don't know. I just know I work in a very unserious business. And sometimes I wake up a little bit late, and sometimes I spend a little extra time prepping, and yeah. I did shower late last night to do a TV hit on Channel 2, so it's not like I haven't showered in 24 hours. I just showered at like 8:15 last night.
Yeah.
So that's still in bounds, right?
I think that's fine.
Some people shower before they go to bed, which is what I did.
Yeah.
And it is kind of weird to do that, in my opinion, but hey, to each their own.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I like being clean in bed.
Yeah, but then you're going to be dirty when you're in the bed.
No, I'm not.
Well, I guess I am.
Yeah.
I mean that because do we want to go full TMI? People sweat when you're under the covers. So I'm like, what's the point of showering before you go to bed? You're going to sweat under the covers.
I don't sweat.
But you don't sweat?
No.
Damn.
I'm comfortable when I sleep.
Damn.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I also don't have like a big comforter or anything. Other than when it gets cold. But like normally I just sleep with a blanket.
Okay, I do the comforter, but it's one of those bamboo ones, and it's breathable or something.
Not breathable enough.
Not breathable enough, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, it's the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, and yeah, we're wacky. We get down from time to time. Alex Bregman, you know what's wacky? He's a third baseman for the Boston Red Sox now. You know, Carlos Correa is making his return tonight. Christian Javier is making his return tonight, but Alex Bregman, this was supposed to be his night. And the Thunder has been stolen from him just a little bit because Correa is not just coming back. He's coming back hitting .405 in all the games that he has played since August 1st, joining the Astros. Bregman, there's some fun moments with Bregman. This was not one of his best moments. Anyone remember this moment after the Astros were sort of punished for the sign stealing and by sort of punished AJ Hinch? And Jeff Luno got, but no Astros players did. Here is Alex Bregman talking about the penalties.
I have some brief remarks that I'd like to share with y'all. I'm really sorry about the choices that were made by my team, by the organization, and by me. I've learned from this, and I hope to regain the trust of baseball fans. I would also like to thank the Astros fans for all of their support. We as a team are totally focused on moving forward to the 2020 season. Thank you.
That's it. I wish he hadn't. I know a lot of people hated all the pop-ups that Alex Bregman had when there were runners on base and the slow starts to the season that Bregman had. But to me, that was his worst moment. Having to do that. Whoever thought that was a good idea, that's going to be used against him for the rest of his career. And that he had to do that. And Altuve did his own thing too. I mean, that's going to follow them forever because you put them up on a podium in front of a microphone to say, hey, we feel horrible about something that the other teams in the sport were doing. So I think that's honestly his like lowest moment. And by the way, listen, I believe Bregman is innocent here. But once again, there was another moment in a Red Sox game that people are looking at with a second glance and raising an eyebrow or two. Saturday, during Red Sox Padres, at some point, the Red Sox were caught with an iPad in the dugout and an image of Robert Suarez before throwing a pitch. Basically, there is something about his setup that's giving away which pitch he's throwing. And there is a picture caught on the San Diego Padres broadcast that at the very bottom shows a Boston Red Sox coach holding an iPad that shows Robert Suarez set. I think it'll be impossible to know everything about that image without a full investigation that we would all be made privy to. And honestly, just given the way I think baseball would operate going forward, I don't think that they would make any of this information available to us if they decided to do some sort of investigation. But a reporter actually asked about this image. Shout out to him for asking at the very least. Kyle A. Glazer, who is a baseball reporter and analyst for Major League Baseball, Foul Territory TV, wrote this on X. I reached out to MLB to get clarification on the Red Sox use of the iPad in the dugout against Robert Suarez last night. Per an MLB spokesperson, quote, clubs are able to add their own advanced scouting material to the dugout iPads that are registered with us. Checks out based off of the image that maybe the Red Sox are taking pictures of every single pitcher on every single team because they've got some sort of video department that's taking a look at these things, and they have saved specific images to determine what guys are throwing and what tells they might have before they throw. And again, just leads me to say, hey, man, set up in, with the ball in your hand. Make your grip with the ball in your hand. Hold it like that as long as you possibly can. Because the Red Sox are doing things that I suppose are legal, but they're definitely frowned upon. They have pissed off three teams, including the Astros this year with this. They pissed off the Reds. The Reds were more passive-aggressive about it. You had Terry Francona. They pissed off the Angels. And now they've got this image of showing what they're doing against the Padres. How teams got to catch on to this stuff. It is kind of wild that fewer people are aware of what Boston's been up to this year. And it does seem like it's in bounds, but I don't know. Be a little more paranoid going up against them. Be a little more paranoid going up against any team that you think might be up to this stuff.
Yeah, it's also something where it's like, yeah, this seems like it's more in bounds, but
yeah.
How do we know this is all that they're doing?
Great question.
You could always just do the, like, I mean, the how we went from trash cans to buzzers.
Yep.
In the hysteria.
You're right.
It's like, well, they already treat it, so what if I just make up some more serious stuff that they did? You can't say they won't.
It's a good point.
So that's where we're at with the Red Sox of, yeah, we see what they're doing. It seems like it's in bounds, but what if they're doing more that we can't see?
And if they do a little further digging, I think that this is one of those franchises. I don't think baseball would come down as hard on them as they would on the Astros. I think the same about the Yankees. I think they would come down harder on other teams that aren't like the prestige Tiffany franchises, if you will. And even though the Astros have all the success of late, they're not one of those, at least as things currently stand. Sean Mapes is behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. It is the Paul Gallant Show. Astros, Red Sox tonight with Christian Javier back on the hill. Alex Bregman making his first return to now Daikin Park. And Carlos Correa playing for the first time as an Astro at Daikin Park. You want to talk about what the Astros did to the Yankees this weekend and about your feelings going into this Boston series? You can next. We've also got Who's Got a Case of the Mondays. First, though, let me tell you about my friends at Walmart. Yeah, that's right. Guys, Walmart's changing the game. And you might not know this, but some of the things that Walmart's doing right now, they're just making your life a whole lot easier. You're probably thinking to yourself, but wait a second, I always got to go to Walmart. You got to find parking and you got to, you know, fine. It's a big store. Sometimes it's a pain to get to. Nope. Because guess what? The Walmart you thought you knew is now new. Who knew? Walmart has more than 500 million items online, and you can find a huge selection of those items that you can't even find in stores. So you don't have to go and look around to find something you might like. Who knew that unlike grocery stores, Walmart's grocery prices are the same for delivery as they are in store? When it comes to feeding your family, hosting a tailgate, or throwing a party, think Walmart for all your grocery needs. And did you know Walmart can deliver in as fast as an hour? Fees and terms apply. But you can use express delivery to get all the eligible things you need from Walmart, from groceries to home goods to prescriptions, subject to availability. Learn more at walmart.com. Houston, the Walmart you thought you knew is now new. Who knew? Now you do.
ESPN 97.5. You're locked in with the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston, 713-780-3776 is how you call in. You talk to me or you talk to Sean Mapes, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. We're also on the brand new ESPN Houston app. Some bills to pay in the short term. Guess what? Houston restaurant weeks, they're underway all the way up to... what's the day? September 1st. That's Labor Day. Diners across the greater Houston area can enjoy specially priced multi-course meals, brunch, lunch, dinner, at nearly 350 restaurants that are all divvied up by location and by cuisine at HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. We went to Federal American Grill last week. It's fantastic out there. There's also the original Carrabba's, big fan of them. Hugo's, amongst many, many more restaurants. So you go to HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com, cheaper meals, and on top of that, help support the Houston Food Bank. Very cool. Help support some local restaurants during a tough time of year before we get to the fall. Speaking of the fall, Texans played a preseason game on Saturday, and it was the terrible watch. It was brutal. Preseason football is the worst. I hope someday it'll be gone altogether and you'll just have a couple of joint practices. I think we're now at a point where most people who are watching it realize, oh yeah, this is awful because you don't see any of the players you want to see. And also you're still being asked to pay regular season prices for this product, which is clearly an inferior one. It's a giant FU from the NFL to their fans. I suppose they don't care because the money's going to keep on coming in, but I hate it, and I already want to just skip all of it because the only thing that can happen for this team is that players are going to get hurt. I don't know how much Jaden Higgins can learn from a preseason game or Jalen Noel, who looked pretty good on Saturday, can learn, or Arianti Ursary, who looked pretty good. Like, I'm sure you can learn a little bit, but, I mean, if you're going up against backups and you're playing with backups.
Yeah, that's how much are you actually gaining from all this? Yeah. Yeah, it's something where I, too, would just be fine if they're like, hey, just on September whatever, 6th, that's just when the season starts. We don't need to do these preseason games.
What are you doing?
But it's something where even as a fan, like you're right about the charging the prices and stuff. Even as a fan that just like watches at home, like I would never, ever pay to go to one of these games. I don't even really feel like watching them live. Like, the Texans thing, like, you're right. Like,
I'm glad I watched this.
Yeah, no, it's the way to do it.
Not on a Saturday.
Enjoy your Saturday, and then you know, Sunday as we're prepping for the show, you can blaze through this thing. Like, I don't actually need to spend 2.5 hours watching this.
Right, exactly. Because that's the problem.
It's just not useful.
Like, some of the game, too, like, you don't even see what's happening on the field. They're zooming in on Shelby Cobbage and whoever she's interviewing on the sideline. So you're not even watching football necessarily.
How serious should I take this?
Right. And you know, nothing against Shelby or John Harris or Andy Kalu, all of whom I know, and I consider myself friends with all three. I mean, but the football sucks.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah. Like there's only so much you could take away from it. 713-780-3776 to call into text and YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. Who's got a case of the Mondays today? Mondays suck.
Just another manic Monday.
And these guys have it worst.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Who has a case of the Mondays?
Who do you think has it worse between New York Yankees coming out of this weekend series? Is it Aaron Boone, who's getting booed? Everyone wants to fire him. Or is it Cody Bellinger, who had easily the funniest moment of this Astros-Yankees series over the weekend, when in the ninth inning, after a ball just drops right in front of him that he probably could have caught, he tried to throw it somewhere, and he looked like 50 Cent trying to throw out a first pitch. Houston legend 50 Cent, who we like otherwise.
Yeah. No, it was
Astros fan 50 Cent.
Classic, like, it didn't actually land behind him, but it was more sideways than it was forward.
It was bizarre. It was like Garo Yaprieman, who you might remember, the 72 Dolphins almost had a moment of non-perfection in the Super Bowl, I think it was 7, that they played against the Washington Redskins. They're up 14-0, and they're setting up for a field goal, and the snap is botched, and this Italian guy, Garo Yaprieman, who was like from Italy, and I think a soccer player first, picks up the football and he tries to throw it, and it's the most embarrassing throw that's ever been made by a football player, and it gets picked up by a Washington player, and they score a touchdown, and all of a sudden it's a 14-7 game. And maybe there would have been a Giants-Patriots situation with a little more time or something like that, but that's what Cody Bellinger did. He Garo Yaprieman'd it. So what's worse? That throw by Cody Bellinger, or just being Aaron Boone today?
I mean, being Aaron Boone is always the worst.
I don't know.
It just always feels like
he's Teflon,
well.
Man. Like, the guy's like...
Yeah. At what point, though, does the fact that he is Teflon start to work against him? Where he's like, you know what would be super cool? Being on Baseball Tonight again. Actually, Baseball Tonight.
Honestly, but Fox Sports maybe because ESPN.
Being on MLB Network, like what? Taking Joe Girardi's job again, this time his TV job. I feel like would just be an easier way to live life when you're Aaron Boone. Because Aaron Boone was well thought of as like a TV guy. Like when he got hired, people are like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Iconic Yankee moment, too, with that home run that he had.
And he's just ruined it.
And then he tore his ACL playing basketball in offseason.
Yeah, and they signed, or A-Rod. They traded for A-Rod.
Got A-Rod, yeah. Yeah. That Bellinger moment's not great, especially when Bellinger was talking so much trash about the Astros. But you're probably right. I do think, though, Boone's going to have that job forever. And Cashman is, too.
Yeah,
they seem fine. They seem fine with them. They're probably going to be like, well, we made the World Series last year. I don't get it. Like,
I wonder if they missed the – I don't think they'll miss the playoffs this year. But, like, would that be it where they have to
I think
actually
so, yes. I think if they miss it, for sure. And right now, if the season ends today,
okay, so
they would be out.
Okay, so the last team in.
Oh, they are back in. Okay.
Yes,
earlier
they're a half game up on the –
Guardians.
On the Guardians.
Gotcha, okay.
2.5 on the Rangers.
Okay, because there was a moment in time where they were out at some point yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Case of the Mondays. Ooh, baseball's got the first female umpire and her first called pitch was very off. Very off. She called a ball a strike. And we're talking like it was 6 inches inside and the jokes wrote themselves. Let's just say that. I saw a lot of Jen Powell doesn't like many women doesn't appreciate 6 inches. Like it was a lot of that. It was a lot of that. It was bad. I feel bad for her. She just had to get the first one right. And by the way, MLB posted her calling the first pitch that she got, and it was a ball. Like, what are you doing? You're just enabling sexism here.
Historic moment.
Well, yeah, it ends up being remembered for all the wrong reasons. Come on, what are we doing, Major League Baseball? You're throwing this poor lady under the bus. It was her first day of the job.
Just use a different pitch?
Yeah. Like, use a strikeout call.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it's a weird weekend for umpires because there was this, and then there was that kid at a... I forget what series he was at.
I think it was Cardinals-Cubs.
Yeah, sounds right. There was a kid at a Cardinals-Cubs series who was dressed up as an umpire.
It's just the worst.
The parents, I think, are the problem here.
Yeah.
You're having your kids dress up as a narc.
Like, your kid is...
Like, want to be a police officer, want to be a firefighter, don't want to be an umpire.
Want to be a baseball player.
That, too.
Like, that's what I was going to say. He's a 12-year-old.
I'm
like,
a stickler for the rules.
You can aim higher. Aim higher. Try to be whatever. Try to be Kyle Tucker.
Yeah. Instead, you're, like, on your way to be...
Joe West.
The principal that no one likes
yeah.
at a high school.
Yeah, you're the kid from Recess. Randall.
Yeah, you're snitching Randy from The Wire. Yeah. Case of the Mondays. Who's got a case of the Mondays? Well, this sucks. Did anyone see this? So in NASCAR, Connor Zillish got out of his car in victory lane. I guess he had won whatever NASCAR race took place this weekend. And as he's standing up out of his car, he falls on his neck and it looks like he dies. I shouldn't laugh as hard as I do, but
do
knowing
have
that
an update on him,
he broke his collarbone.
Okay.
He's fine.
Okay.
He gets taken.
Okay, now we.
He
can
sat
laugh.
Up in the ambulance, but if you look at the video, as he wins this race, he gets up out of his car.
It looked like he got paralyzed.
Falls and it looked like he died.
Like it's crazy.
It's brutal. I mean. That sucks. You win a race, and yeah, now you're probably going to be out for months.
It's not fair because I saw the caption before I saw the video.
Yeah.
But even as he's getting up, you can see, like, it's a little shaky.
His legs are crossed, like, all weird as he's standing out of the window because there's no doors on these cars, so you get why. But
yeah, and he's standing on, like, the gator net, basically, and I think that's where it went wrong, where a foot got caught in the net, like, that little mesh thing. And yeah, he just... fell over. I was worried that it was going to be more serious and we weren't going to be able to have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, broken collarbone. Hey, that's just racing, you know?
Yeah. We have a well actually guy from the 832. Yepremian was not Italian. He was from Cyprus.
Oh, Cyprus the country. I was thinking Cyprus.
It would be funny if he's from Cyprus.
Northwest
Houston. Well, I also make the same noise. Like, to me, that's the same thing. It's in the Mediterranean. Hey, it could have been from Sicily. Hey, Gabagool. You might want to invest 45 seconds in learning how to pronounce his name. You get what I was going for, right. A-hole.
It was a random aside off the
my
top
God.
Of my
head. No, I just thought of that off the top of my head. I could use your Wikipedia. How about you could use get the bleep out of here, loser? That's the guy who dressed up as the umpire.
Yeah.
That's him as an adult. He texting in.
That texter definitely dressed up
as an umpire. Italy. I'm sorry. Let me. I'm gonna paint the Mediterranean with a broad brush. Okay. Unless it's Croatia, it sucks. How about that?
There we go.
Case of the Mondays. Who's got a case of the Mondays? Me, after reading that text. The Seahawks mascot. The actual hawk for the Seattle Seahawks.
Like
did
the
anyone
live
see
animal?
This? Yeah, it got caught in the net. They got caught in
I
the
didn't
field
see that.
Goal net.
Hey.
Just by the legs.
It's preseason for the hawk, too. It's freezing. He's working out the
king. There's a video online, and it's just trapped by its talons, and it's just like it's like leaning backwards. So they lowered the net and they got it out. But my God, that's got to be pretty terrifying as a hawk. You're flying free, and then you just get trapped in a net.
Also, as like the falconer or whoever yeah. who's like in charge, and you know you're probably falling. And you're like, oh no,
yeah.
It's like the worst case scenario.
Oh man. Ryan Lost in Texas says Cyprus is more Greek than Italian. Again, it's the Mediterranean. I don't give a crap.
I thought that.
Did you win?
I didn't wanna...
Were you on the winning side of World War II? Oh, you weren't? Probably. To watch them be like, Cyprus actually had a huge army in World War II.
A key part. We're actually Mussolini.
Like, what? Like, Edgaro Yeprimian?
The
was...
only reason Mussolini didn't actually go further is because of Cyprus.
That would be really funny.
Yeah, and this guy.
Edgaro Yeprimian is like a World War II vet. But he couldn't throw a football.
He has a purple heart.
Cyprus is a country in the Middle East, but it's on the Mediterranean Sea. What are you talking about? Situated in West Asia, its cultural identity and geopolitical orientation are overwhelmingly Southeast European. It's the third largest and most populous island in the Mediterranean after Sicily and Sardinia. Okay. So it's Greek and Turkish.
I don't even remember the name of the guy that brought up Cyprus. Like, of the NFL player that got us talking about
Garo Yeprimian, whose name I did not pronounce right, apparently. Sorry. I'm sorry to all the people of Cyprus out there.
Again, the country Cyprus.
Literally thought
not,
you were part
Northwest
of Italy.
Hughes.
Thought yeah. you were part of Italy until that. No, Cyprus, we know where Cyprus is. We know where that is. Anyway. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Ryan Lawson, Texas says, Greece actually resisted the Italians and Germans in World War II. Well,
there we go.
Not enough. Well, we're occupied.
But they tried, you know?
They did.
They didn't roll over.
They did. If you're in Greece, I was in Greece on Yahweh once. We didn't stop in Cyprus, in case you couldn't tell.
You know, Gary Yeprimian was...
Gary Yeprimian actually drove my boat. It was crazy. And we crashed into a rock. Like the same way he threw that football. I'll stop. This is punching down. Poor Cyprus is just taking a beating thanks to this texter annoying me. We got garbage time next before we get out of here. It's Carlos Correa Day. It's Alex Bregman Day. It's Christian Javier Day. Stay put.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Last chance to dance, the Paul Gallant Show. 713-780-3776 to call and to text it. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. My phone's ringing. Hang on. Hang on a second. Hello? Whoa. You're saying I alienated our biggest audience, which is people from the island of Cyprus? I just cost the station a lot of money. Okay. All right. Well, sorry about that. Okay. So I got to go get a spanking after the show. But in the meantime, guys, hey, here's some fun Cyprus facts. about the country, the third largest Mediterranean island.
Third largest? What?
Full of fascinating facts. Did you know it's the island of love due to its connection to the Greek goddess Aphrodite? Or it's also one of the sunniest places in Europe, boasting over 300 days of sunshine annually.
Sounds nice.
It's home to the oldest manufactured wine.
Huh.
It's called Comandaria.
Why'd you do an Italian accent?
What's the Mediterranean? It's all the same.
Okay.
All the same. You know?
It's more Greek and Greek. Turkish, really.
Wait. No, yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's true. It is more Greek and Turkish. But I don't know how to do a Greek.
And Turkish and, blend.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely not. No, I don't want more death threats from the Turks. We've already had enough of those for pointing out their hypocrisy when they got mad at Dell for that time. The only capital city in the world divided between two nations is in Cyprus. Nicosia.
Wait, really?
Huh. Yeah, how about, I don't know, Cyprus? Like, man up and take it back. Take it back!
At least
what are we doing?
Your capital.
Yeah. Ancient roots, 10,000 BC. It was a major source of copper during the Bronze Age. And what happens now? Does that mean there's still a lot of people going over there stealing wires? The Cyprus is home to the Cypriot mouflon.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wild sheep found nowhere else in the world.
Those are cool.
The island boasts the Zenobia wreck, a popular dive site off the coast of Larnaca. They drive on the left side of the road. Okay, these people suck. They suck.
I thought you were going to say popular dive bar.
A legacy of British colonial rule. I know it does sound like a dive bar. Anyway, there you go, guys. Some fun Cyprus facts. We don't want to alienate our Cyprus audience. Last chance to dance and time for a little garbage time. Let's do it.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
See this? Hear about this? The Vikings had a male cheerleader on Saturday. He's very fabulous. Very, very fabulous. Strong, powerful, independent, pioneer. So we saw our first female umpire over the weekend. First pitch she called was a ball, but she called it a strike. And we had a male cheerleader, and now Vikings fans are threatening to get rid of their season tickets.
Okay. Those guys bought $75 preseason tickets. I don't think they're going to turn in their tickets over this. I'm just going to take a shot in the dark. I don't think they're actually going to cancel their season
tickets. You don't think so?
No. If they're going to spend probably $100 on a Saturday in August to watch Keaton Slovis.
If you know what, I'm kind of glad there's a male cheerleader, because I'm so sick of going online every 5 minutes and seeing some like weird, horny online right wing account posting some like sorority dance video and saying, "Yeah, the left is furious. America's back." Like, first off, these sorority girls have always been doing this. They're hot. Also, a lot of them probably might lean a little left because of that one certain issue. Again, that's neither here nor there. But I'm glad there's a male cheerleader to piss these people off, because they're being such dorks about it. Like, yeah, they did this to stand up for Sydney Sweeney. What Sydney Sweeney needs to be stood up for? She has the world by the balls, literally.
Yeah, the thing that happens every August of every school year for the last, like, since social media was around. Oh, yeah. This, but now something's changed now.
Yeah. Like, what are we talking about? This is all I see now, and it's driving me crazy. It's like, it's making me want to be a communist. The lean left, just because F these, like, horny losers who are, like, you know, got their hands on the keyboard and hands somewhere else as they're, like, talking about these sorority videos.
If you're over the age of 40, I don't think you can type the word sorority on your computer.
No, I
agree. I don't think you should be allowed to.
I shouldn't be allowed to. I shouldn't be.
Okay, I made 40 the cutoff.
No, I'm 36. I shouldn't be allowed to.
35 and older.
By the way, I don't even think the dances are good. Like, and also, generally, these were the worst girls at school. They usually were. No offense. They're usually bitches. Like, they're usually bitches. Like, no offense. But, like, that was my experience in college. Like, oh, you're not into frat? You're a loser. It's like, oh, okay. Well, good luck in 3 years, hon. Try not to, I don't know.
Careful.
Okay. I'll stop. I'll stop. Paul Feinbaum's going to leave the country if the Big Ten wins another title. I know where he could go. Cyprus. Want some more Cyprus fun facts?
One more.
Cyprus fun facts. Come on, Google. What do we got? It 140 species of flowering plants found in Cyprus. Aphrodite was born in the sea foam on the shores of Cyprus.
I mean, okay. That's not really a fact, but okay.
Cyprus is statistically one of the safest places in the world regarding crime. Well, they got that on us, that's for sure. And yeah, Nicosia, the capital, split into Greek and Turkish sides with a UN buffer zone marking the division.
Wow.
Like the buffer zone between Berlin, Korea, North Korea, South Korea. Holy smokes. Anyway, it's Paul Galacho.
Thank you, Cyprus.
Seriously. Shout out to Cyprus. We know that's like where our whole audience is from. Yeah.
De'Aaron Fox is from there.
Coming up next, will the Cyprus Commanders be able to have a quarterback this season? I don't know. I don't know what sport they play there. Probably soccer. And on that note, that's the Paul Galacho. It's it. I'm going to be at the Astros game tonight. You see my pasty ass wearing my Hawaiian shirt. Say hi. We can only have one El Tiempo margarita together. Don't ask me to buy one, because there's only one per ID, apparently. This show's been a little goofy. Anyway, appreciate everyone for tuning in to our texters, callers, YouTubers, Twitchers, appers, and everyone else who listened. For Sean Mabes behind the glass, I am merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell, have yourselves a wonderful Monday. The Killer Bees are next. Peace!
ESPN 97.5.